Calling our claim center. Para español, marque el número uno.
For tire, wheel, or key replacement claims, press 1. For dent repair or windshield claims, press 2. For gap, theft protection, or value protect claims, press 3. For all other claims, including towing reimbursement, rental reimbursement, or for customer service, press 4. For tire, wheel, or key replacement claims, press 1. For dent repair or windshield claims, press 2. For gap,
please be advised that all calls are recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling the claims department. This is Melanie speaking. I'm going to help you.
Give me one second, man. I cannot hear you. My phone fell in water and I cannot hear. So, but look, I had a tow, okay? I had my insurance because I got roadside assistance on my coverage, okay? They towed me to the shop yesterday. The shop didn't fix my truck. So now I won't get it towed to another shop because these people say, well, we don't have time to get to it. And I'm not going to wait another week. I'm not going to wait. I just spent $140 yesterday at a hotel. And I got to go back to the same hotel, and I got to work tomorrow.
Okay. I'll be more than happy to assist you with this matter, and I'm so sorry about the inconvenience. But first thing first, I need to locate your policy. So can you provide me the first and last name?
It's Horace Olivier, H-O-R-A-C-E. The person said, well, we can't find you from yesterday. Oh, yes. Look, he told me here.
Okay.
They put him
right.
To the dump. I want the same guy that brought me here because he's the one who let me ride in his truck. Okay, I have nobody to take me from here to that other shop unless he tows me over there. I've got the mechanic that's going to work on it over there because this is a professional shop. This shop is just a rinky-dink little shop. This is a big shop that's going to do it, all right? You know,
okay.
That's going to fix this part.
Okay, so
you know,
I got
to get back and forth to work, you know. I'm very getting frustrated.
Okay, and I'm so sorry about
that. I had to walk in the freaking rain from a freaking hotel.
Okay, and I'll be more than happy to assist you with this matter, okay, Horace? So, Horace, your last name is Olivia?
Olivia. Yes, ma'am. They told
okay.
me over here yesterday.
All right.
His
so
name
I
was
have
Aaron.
Okay, I have your dispatch number, sir. Now, I can't make the same towing company that told you the last time to come get you this time.
That's
all
the only one that will let me ride in his truck.
Okay, but let me ask you this.
That's the only. I don't got
okay.
money. I can call him and get him to tow me, but I'm not. I don't got money. I got to pay for, you know, I'm going to have to stay in my truck again. I've been living in my truck. At a Walmart in Gallatin because I work at McDonald's in Ball State, across the street from Ball State College. You know, and my baby mama's been taking me back and forth to work. You know,
okay,
I'm trying to get my truck fixed so I can drive myself back and forth to work.
Okay, Mr. Olivia, can you allow me to speak? First thing first, I need you to verify the vehicle that's on the policy, sir.
A Buick Rendezvous, 2006.
Okay, thank you. And what's the best combat number from you, sir?
615-593-8576.
Okay. Now, Ms. Olivia, did you call your dispatch number, which is the number 877-756-6637?
Do what?
Okay, I have your dispatch information here. Did you call the number
877? Hold on a minute. I'm trying to get this darn thing out of my phone so I can hear. No, hold on. I don't know what number I called. All I know is I called direct. All I know is I called direct customer service number.
Okay, well, I have your dispatch number here that I need to provide to you. Okay, this is the number that you need to call that's on your policy so you won't get charged.
I got to find me a pen or something, ma'am. I'm in my freaking truck and my battery's dead. They left my darn window down and it's fucking raining.
Okay, well, I
man,
can
they really don't care. I like,
over, sir.
No, that's to me, that's very disrespectful. You know, they see I got everything in my truck because I'm sleeping here because I can't afford to get an apartment.
Okay,
you know, I work and I get this.
Okay, sir, I'm sorry about the inconvenience of that. I could definitely transfer you over, okay?
Yes.
Okay, give me a lot.
My battery's completely dead because I ain't. You know.
Okay, one moment, sir.
Okay, one
Yes, I have a customer on the other line named Horace Olivia, and he needs a tow. But when he called in for a tow, I guess you guys informed him that it was one particular towing company that was too far.
Does he have a reference number so I can see the call?
Do you have a reference number, Mr. Horace?
No, the only number I have is a text message from,
okay.
Hold on. Look, my phone, I can't, can you hear me?
Let me just get your phone number, Mr. Horn.
Oh, I can provide it to you.
Hold
615-593-8576.
615-593-8576.
Now, he's also stating that he would like to have the same tour company that told him the last time, but I know I can't make that possible because this is not Roadside. He actually reached the claims department.
Okay.
No, because the lady, listen to me. I was talking to a lady. She didn't know what she was doing. She couldn't pull up my policy. She couldn't pull up my roadside assistance. She said, oh, well, I don't have a ticket for you. I said, well, then transfer me to your supervisor then. So she transferred me to you, the one,
okay.
That lady.
Okay, so here's what's going on here. That phone number you're giving me is not pulling up a ticket. Are you sure you called? Who's your provider?
Who's my insurance company?
Yes, sir.
Direct Insurance.
Okay.
I called. I'm on the customer service number.
Okay. I understand that, sir. Can I have your last name, please?
Olivia, O-L-I-V-A.
O-L-I-V-A?
No,
yes.
O-L-I-V-I-A.
Oh, V-I-A. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yes.
Let me check.
Because if I can't hear you on speaker because I dropped my...
Mr. Horace?
I slipped and fell. Yeah.
Mr. Horace? Okay, did you call in yesterday?
I called in yesterday, yes, ma'am.
Okay, and you were helped yesterday, correct? You were dispatched?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so from what I see here, you do have... services today. Well, not today. You do have the roadside assistance, but what I think she was trying to tell you was you would have to pay out of pocket for today's service because 72 hours have not passed yet since your first service. It's one service every 72 hours.
Well, she didn't say nothing like that.
I'm sorry about that, but I'm gathering that's what she meant to say to you. Hold on, let me check something here because you.
No,
were...
she said you don't have it on. She said you don't have it on your policy, and you know, and I should have just had it told to the next people because these people don't know what the heck they're doing. You know, I brought it to the shop across the street from my baby mama house, and my truck is still hadn't got done. And oh, it's just the bottom heater hose. Come on now. It don't take you but 20, 30 minutes to put a hose on.
I understand.
I could do it myself, but I could do it myself, but, you know, I'm not trying to get my arm stuck in through the engine.
I understand that, sir. I honestly, I totally do. Hold on, let me check.
And I got to be at work tomorrow.
Hold on, let me check and see what's
my
going on. Ma'am, if you want to go ahead and disconnect, I'll move forward from here, okay? Thank you. Thank you. Mr. Horace?
Yes, hold on a minute. I'm trying to get you there.
Yes, sir, I'm still here.
You there?
Yes, sir. I'm still here. I am looking something up for you right now. Hold one moment. I'm searching some items here. See what we can do to help. Okay, Mr. Horace, I'm still here with you, okay? I'm just...
Hold on, I'm trying to get this mud out of my phone. I dropped my freaking phone.
All right, and your policy number is 2014. Got that. I'm still looking you up to see if there's any way we can help you today, okay? Just bear with me. Okay. All right. So here's what's going on, Mr. Horace. From what I see here in the system, your status is not... Is the young lady still on the call with us?
No.
Ma'am? Oh, she's gone. Okay. So what I'm seeing here, it's saying that your status is inactive.
For what? Insurance?
No, for roadside assistance, which is strange because you were able to use it yesterday, but it's saying that it's inactive.
It's on my insurance.
I understand.
It's on my insurance. I paid for it.
I understand that, sir.
And that's why I pay $113 a freaking month for it.
I
go to AAA and get it cheaper.
I understand that, Mr. Horace, but I'm looking at it right now with the same information that you provided yesterday, and it's showing up as inactive. But I will tell you this much. The reason that you're probably going to pay out of pocket today for your service today is more than likely because you had a service yesterday, and it has not even been 24 hours since you've had that service. So you usually have to wait 72 hours between each service to qualify for that, okay?
So,
Would you like to proceed with the out-of-pocket? I would call back your provider, one, and find out why you're showing up as inactive for roadside assistance. But maybe they can help you out with a code of some sort that you may be able to use for your service today. But as of right now, sir, you've used 72 hours hasn't passed since your last service. There, it's going to be an out-of-pocket charge.
Shit. right. Let me see what I can do. My phone is going to end it because I can't even charge it in here. I swear I should have never brought it over here.
I'm sorry about that,
but
sir.
Let me call my insurance and see what they can do.
No problem. Is there anything else I can help you with today, sir?
That's it, though.
Okay.